Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up around the NFL on Thursday, June 30th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Not a lot going on around the NFL on Thursday, June 30th. It is one of the quietest times of the calendar year across the National Football League, but there is a minor update on Deshaun Watson and his hearing before the NFL and NFL Players Association jointly appointed disciplinary officer. That resumed on Wednesday. The sides met for the first time Tuesday. And while the NFL is expected to push for a suspension of at least a year, there's been no update on the hearing. We'll continue to monitor this situation as we expect a decision to come down sometime in the near future. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert knows expectations are high for the Chargers this season. In an interview with SiriusXM, he talked about the offseason moves and bouncing back after ending the season losing 3 out of 4 and dropping that overtime thriller against the Las Vegas Raiders that caused them to miss the playoffs. Quote, "We've definitely added some guys on defense, picked up a few guys on offense, and had a great offseason so far. As soon as the season comes, we understand it's all about execution and being sharp week in and week out, never looking ahead and making sure we're doing everything we can to give ourselves a shot on Sundays." That sounds like a bunch of quarterback word vomit, but it's pretty indisputable the Chargers roster got better this offseason. So I think it's reasonable for the Chargers to have high expectations headed into the season. Former head coach Bruce Arians stepped down as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach this offseason, setting up the line of succession for Todd Bowles to take over for the club. Arians does remain with the organization in kind of an anonymous role for the front office. On the eye test for 2 podcasts, Arians added more details about his new everyday job. Quote, "It's a what do you think job? Everybody asks me what do I think, and they know they're getting a brutally honest answer, whether it be Joel Glazer, Jason Light, Todd Bowles, or Byron Leftwich. It's been fun going to practice, watching and learning some more, watching us change, looking at the new guys. Man, that draft class is going to be a home run. Looking forward to getting to camp." Sounds like a pretty cushy job, Bruce Arians. I'm sure it comes with a very nice salary. Sounds like Bruce Arians is really enjoying his retirement with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, like I mentioned, not a lot going on in the NFL on Thursday, June 30th. That's all I got for you today. If you enjoy the SB Nation NFL show, please make sure you subscribe. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. Nothing coming up later today, but stay locked into the feed for Friday. We'll have the look ahead with RJ Ochoa and Rob Stats Guerrero. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.